Hello, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief from December the 8th, 2025. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ Dorsey Wright. Bit of mixed action on Friday's trading, especially for U.S. equity indexes. We did see commodities emerging markets lead the way to the upside there. NASDAQ 100, NASDAQ Composite carrying U.S. equities to the upside. Russell 2000 down in negative territory slightly there with Friday's action. Moving on over to the chart of the NASDAQ 100, we actually see it returning to a buy signal with the double top break there at 25,800 during Friday's trading. Saw similar action out of the NASDAQ composite as well as the Russell 1000. But as for the Russell 2000, we see it continuing higher, matching those all-time chart highs there at 25,40 through Friday's action. Now looking onto the S&P 500, intriguing to find out that even with sort of that action on Friday, some indexes returning to buy signals, moving higher. We still see the S&P 500 maintaining its current chart position, still takes a move above 6,900 in order to return it to a buy signal. As far as indicator action goes, not too much on the docket after Friday's action. Did see the BP for NYSE, or pardon me, the NYSE high low move higher above that 70% mark, taking us back to levels we haven't seen since September. So suggesting that increase of stocks making 52-week highs relative to those making 52-week highs and lows. And then looking on to individual earnings this week, we have Oracle upcoming on Wednesday. ORCL, a 3-for-5er. Have seen a series of buy signals after coming down to test this bullish support line here, but currently it's still sitting out in oversold territory. We'll watch current support there at 198, as well as the bull support line there at 190, and even further support there at 186. But I've seen the stock come down to a 3-for-5er. Broadcom reporting on Thursday. AVGO, a 4-for-5er, currently has maintained a buy signal since the latter part of November, reversing up with last week's action there to 392. Currently has support there at 372, as well as longer term notable support around that 328, 332 range that we see on the chart. Also see Costco reporting on Thursday as well. COST has given a series of 3 consecutive sell signals and is testing support there at 880 currently. Move below 864 would move it to its lowest level in really a year's time, and marking since August is what we would see the lowest level price level since, and have seen some stiff resistance here develop in that mid $1,000 range. From here, reversal back into X's comes with a move above 940, or pardon me, 928 currently. And then from here, move above 976 returns it to a buy signal. So a couple additional price levels to watch for COST, but that'll wrap us up for today. And hope everyone has a nice week. And as always, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511 with any questions.